Live from the Talking Joe Studios,
it's Talking Joe.
Talking Joe is on the air.
Hey, 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 it's Mark here, and welcome to Talking Joe, the G.I. Joe Comics podcast. Now, this episode is a little bonus episode because I did a grand recap of the ARAR issues 155.5 through to 300. So you get the grand sweep of the entire IDW era of A Real American Hero from Larry Hama in preparation for reading 301 from Skybound. Now, as a little extra treat for you, I've also done a slightly more detailed recap of A Real American Hero at 291 through to 300. That covers the two story arcs, High Stakes and All In. These are the two Cobra Casino stories which lead into 300 and then on into 301 from Skybound. So really, it gives you everything you need to know about where the Skybound story is picking up from. So with all of that said, actually, a little bit of context. These were originally created for our monthly review shows where myself and Tim Finn will do a big deep dive into the issues as they come out. So that's our bread and butter over here on Talking Joe is those deep dive review shows, getting into the nuts and bolts of the stories, looking at all of the Easter eggs, looking at the detail of the art, the covers, talking to the creators, all of that kind of thing. So these plot breakdown summaries are part of those shows, and they've all been edited together for a supercut. So that means lots of images from the issues, and that is for issues 291 through to 293 and 298 through to 300. For the middle issues, 294 to 297, those sort of feature a voiceover with a Star Wars style crawl, because frankly speaking, at the time I was doing those issues, it's really labor intensive to do those supercuts with all of the images as well. So what gave, and so I took a little bit of a shortcut. So there's the middle part of this will be slightly less visual, bookended by some very visual elements from the books summarizing. So I think all that's done. Let's get into it. The Joe team of Dawn, Throwdown, Stalker, Scarlet, and Mongoose are on a rescue mission on the Paris Rogdint's Transcarpathian Express train, where ultra-nationalist fascist paramilitaries called the True Blood Front, led by a man named Wotan, have hijacked the train and taken hostages. That was a long sentence. The Joes debus onto the train from the Tomahawk and have to make their way to the front, where the hostages are in the baggage car. They are taken by surprise, outnumbered 10 to 1. Dawn is knocked out by a flying chair, set in motion by an RPG explosion. And while she's unconscious, she has a flashback to Snake Eyes' memories of Vietnam during the long-range recon patrol evacuation when he was badly wounded and rescued by Storm Shadow. The Joes push forward through the train, shooting and slicing the terrorists as they progress. Dawn has another flashback, this time to the helicopter accident where he was badly burned, saving Scarlet. The Joes battle their way to the baggage car, taking out the remaining terrorists, capturing their leader, and rescuing the hostages, just in time for Dawn to have a final flashback, remembering Scarlet tucking in Snake Eyes' mask. She breaks down, saying, "I can't take this anymore." Meanwhile, on Cobra Island, Dr. Mindbender shares with Laura 343 more of his lab projects in the back room of the Cobra Casino. He has a DNA regeneration tube, the original brainwave scanner, and a new improved scanner. He has recovered Snake Eyes' memories and is planning to capture him to try once again to try and create a brainwashed Cobra Snake Eyes agent. Dun dun dun! In the aftermath of their last mission, the Joes are on the Tomahawk in the Transcarpathian Mountains, transporting their prisoner, Wotan. Dawn tells Scarlet about the memory leakages from the original Snake Eyes, including his feelings for Scarlet. She speculates that the brainwave scanner might be able to rectify the situation. Wotan interrupts, revealing he has 2 kilos of Semtex plastic explosives implanted in his back, which would be activated by a false tooth. His tooth is yanked out, but in the confusion, he grabs a grenade, but is pushed out of the helicopter by Throwdown. Scarlet grabs Sean, saving him from the same fate that befell the original Snake Eyes. That is falling with a grenade and getting blown up. On Cobra Island, the Cobra Casino is just weeks from opening, but Dr. Mindbender is concentrating on his personal project. For Project One, he wants Laura to capture Snake Eyes again, and so that he can be replicated as an entire core of clones, Cobra, Ninja Assassins. For Project Two, his glowing green DNA gestation tank is to be used to create a new and improved Serpentor. Mindbender has concluded that the original Serpentor had the wrong combination of ancient tactical geniuses. He has already travelled to the Gobi Desert to find the remains of Genghis Khan and will combine his DNA with that of Sun Tzu, Shaka Zulu and Marshal Zhurkov to create the new and improved Serpentor. On steroids. Revanche sleeper agent Mei Ling is listening in and reporting back to Alpha 001, who decides to rethink strategy in light of plans for this new Serpentor. And finally, in the High Sierras, Wade Collins is at Snake Eyes Cabin in the Woods and receives a letter from his son, Sean, telling him about his friends at the Chaplin Assistance Motor Pool, which makes him think that he needs to go pay him a visit.
Now, back to G.I. Joe.
On Cobra Island, guests are being welcomed for the grand opening of the Cobra Casino Resort. Crimson Guard Laura is in charge of the screening process, but doesn't spot Jinx, Helix, Dawn, and Scarlet, disguised as old biddies in fat suits, nor Sean, who is in Mufti as a burns victim. The Joe team are feeding intel back to Duke, Stalker, Mainframe, back at the pit, and also to Rock and Roll, Gung Ho, and Roblox, who are camped out in the Cobra Island tree line. However, the Revanche Casino bots scan the cases of the Joes and identify that they are full of weapons. Meanwhile, Dr. Mindbender monologues about his lab projects to create a new Supreme Military Commander and use his brainwave scanners to clone Snake Eyes. When Cobra Commander comes snooping into the lab, Mindbender distracts him by reminding him of the underlying strategy for the casino project, something they call sleeping laundry. Scarlet and Snake Eyes snoop about on the roof of the casino and spot a suspicious amount of refrigeration units, perhaps to cool some mainframes. Elsewhere, Jinx snoops about in Mindbender's lab and overhears his plan to clone a Cobra Snake Eyes. She asks Dawn and Helix for a distraction. As Dawn and Helix go about creating that distraction, they come across a casino worker who transforms into combat mode. Time for Dawn and Helix to do battle against a deadly casino bot. Again, to be continued. In the service section of the Cobra Casino, Dawn and Helix take down a rampaging casino bot, but then stumble into a whole room full of them. Alpha 000001 activates the sleeper bots with a kill-on-sight order. Dawn and Helix escape onto the casino floor, expecting the bots will not attack them in front of the guests. They then head back to their room to gear up, battling another bot on the way. Meanwhile, Jinx is still stuck in Mindbender's lab, where everyone's favourite dentist observes that Genghis Khan's personality is taking over in his latest Serpentor project. Helix and Dawn reunite with Scarlet and Snake Eyes and do battle with the reinforced platoon of casino bots in the hotel corridor. A Techno Viper alerts Mindbender to the bellhop bat situation and the quandary that security alarms have been suppressed. They find the footage of the corridor fight, Mindbender spots Snake Eyes and gleefully instructs Laura to recapture him so he can be plugged into the scanner to be reprogrammed in his latest scheme. "You can count on me, Dr. Mindbender," she says with determination. To be continued. As Laura assembles her team ready to capture Snake Eyes, Mindbender and his Techno Viper, who I will call Jeffrey, realize that Casino Bats are Revanche Sleeper agents. Mindbender calls Vipers and Techno Vipers to draw weapons and report to the lab. Genghis Cobra, as we now call him, awakes. He needs to be connected to the brainwave scanner to make implanted memories coherent and accessible. The Joes make their way to Mindbender's lab via an elevator shaft and utility corridor, but encounter another set of casino bots. The Joe Perimeter team also encounter a lone casino bat, but make short shrift of her, ripping off her head. Alpha 001 closes the barn door after the bats have bolted, issuing an order to stand down and refrain from blowing their cover. Too late, Alpha 001. Meanwhile, the Joes kill the power and breach the lab, but attack without firearms to prevent damage to the brainwave scanner. Jinx takes the chance to launch an attack from her hiding place behind the Cobra troops. They're victorious, but Dawn is upset that she is not able to use the brainwave scanner to offload Snake Eyes' memories, and they are given an order to exfiltrate with Mindbender and Jeffrey the Techno Viper as captives. But as they make their way back out via the utility corridor that we know so well, they are surprised by Laura and a squad of assorted Vipers. Scarlet is surprised as Laura reveals, "We're right here, Red. The casino and island are locked up tight. None of you are getting out of here." Dun, dun, dun. To be continued. In China, the year 1227, Genghis Khan, the greatest military leader the world has ever known, passes on. This Mongol is no more. He has ceased to be. He's expired and gone to meet his maker. He's a stiff, bereft of life. He rests in peace. His metabolic processes are now history. He's kicked the bucket. He's shuffled off his mortal coil, run down the curtain and joined the bleeding choir invisible. This is an ex-warlord. Later, in the Cobra Casino on Cobra Island, the Joes are inside Dr. Mindbender's lab, taking fire from a squad of Vipers led by Laura. The Joe team of Scarlet, Jinx, Throwdown, Helix and Dawn take cover behind Dr. Mindbender's equipment before facing a Cobra squad in close quarter combat. Meanwhile, the backup team of Rock and Roll, Gung Ho and Roadblock make their way inside to support, making their way through a set of Cobra Casino bats with extreme prejudice. In Utah, at the pit, Duke loads up the C-130 and launches a relief mission to evac the team. Will the Joes on the island be able to hold out for the 3 hours it will take for the backup to arrive? Back at the casino, Laura orders another push and a stray bullet shatters the Bacta tank, freeing Genghis Khan from Mindbender's tank. As he steps out, Mindbender gasps, "He's alive! Genghis Khan walks the earth again." Find out what actually happens on the inside of this issue with a recap of the plot breakdown. In Dr. Mindbender's lab on Cobra Island, Genghis Khan has been freed from his gestation tube. The Joes open fire on the Mongolian naked guy. Khan evades their bullets and arms himself with an Alley Viper shield and Night Creeper sword. He's able to take down Throwdown, headstop Jinx, headbutt Helix, and backhand Dawn. Donning Dr. Mindbender's cape, a Viper's vest, and Alley Viper pants, Khan delivers a rousing speech to the troops. Meanwhile, the second team of Joes in the utility corridor are forced back by a phalanx of Alley Vipers who are protected by shields, and they retreat onto the casino floor, waving to Cobra Commander as they pass him by. Scarlet's team, still forgetting about the exit via the kitchen, make an escape through the drainage system, meeting up with the second team outside the base. Sean and Dawn cover Scarlet's escape, laying down the hurt on a Viper team, before Genghis Khan intervenes, threatening to blow them up, resulting in a tense standoff, which is
to be continued.
So for a change of vocal, let's have those dulcet tones of Jason giving us the plot breakdown.
In G.I. Joe 298, in Dr. Mindbender's lab on Cobra Island, Sean and Dawn are captured twice, and then Sean is secured in the brainwave scanner. Meanwhile, a Fred Series Crimson Guard, who may be Wade Collins, turns up at the docks. The Joe rescue team is in the C-130, and they find they have a stowaway, Storm Shadow. They land the plane on Cobra Island once the Joes, already on the ground, secure the landing field with the help of the stealth fighter. Genghis Khan puts on a Serpentor cosplay outfit and lays the smackdown on Cobra Commander. To be continued.
In Dr. Mindbender's lab on Cobra Island, Serpentor Khan has seized control of Cobra after duffing up the head snake. Cobra Commander is locked in a cell with Dawn, who schemes to escape using the explosives that he has in his helmet. Serpentor defends the casino from the approaching Joes, with the casino guests as human shields. In the face of collateral damage from said human shield, Duke orders the Joes to pull back and circle overhead in the C-130. Serpentor allows Dr. Mindbender to continue his experiments and asks that more famous warriors from the past are revived, and also to be shown his weaponry. He gets to see Mindbender's mutant zombie virus bomb, a device that can turn people into compliant mutant zombies. However, Laura has finally shown her true colors and turns on Mindbender and rescues Sean from the brainwave scanner. Later, in the jungle, Sean bumps into his dad, Wade Collins, and Storm Shadow. In a firefight with Vipers, Wade is shot. Sean and Laura continue on, while Storm Shadow stays behind with Wade. Mindbender is freed from captivity by Jeffrey the Techno Viper, and he reveals his backup plans, a clone of Snake Eyes that he had prepared earlier, placing the homunculus body into the green goop tube while he runs a data transfer to restore his memories. Later, left unattended, the homunculus Snake Eyes breaks the glass of his Bacta tank and emerges, picking up a sword. To be continued in issue 300! In Dr. Mindbender's lab on Cobra Island, a clone Snake Eyes has broken free from his tank. He has been programmed to be loyal to Cobra, but seeing Scarlet's throwing stars embedded in the wall behind him seems to somehow break him free. He launches a berserker mode Viper killing spree. Above Cobra Island, the Joes overhear Cobra's chatter. Scarlet and Stalker parachute down to rescue the clone Snake Eyes. They rendezvous with the still alive Wade Collins and Storm Shadow, who are mid-battle in the jungle. Elsewhere, Alpha 001 orders the return of the modified casino bats back to their Baton Rouge base. Laura, Sean, Dawn, and Cobra Commander meet up with another G.I. Joe team in the whale, before they converge with the other Joes. This larger whale team access the lab via a loading bay door at the back of the lab, rescuing the clone Snake Eyes. Reunited, Snake Eyes and Scarlet embrace. With Cobra on the ropes, Serpentor Khan prepares to use the mutant zombie bomb. Meanwhile, in the skies above Cobra Island, the remaining casino bot destroys one of the C-130's engines, leaving the plane in an uncontrolled spin, heading for a crash landing on Cobra Island. To be continued in issue 301 from a new publisher. Fingers crossed, we hope. We're left with a number of cliffhanger questions. Will the Joes be able to carry through on their attack and neutralize all of Cobra High Command? What will become of the captive Cobra Commander with the Joes? Will the mutant zombie bomb detonate? Will Wade Collins recover from his gunshot wound? What is the deal with the newly cloned Snake Eyes? You know, what memories did he got? Is his throat damaged? What's the dynamic with him and Scarlet? Because he's not the real one, he's, clone. Anyway, what will the Joe team do with three Snake Eyes now that they've got Dawn, Sean, and the new clone? And finally, will we ever see Revanche and the Blue Ninjas again? Or will they be sidelined? Let's find out together when G.I. Joe, A Real American Hero from Skybound / Image is released in shops November the 15th, the year of our Lord 2023. I will be joined by my co-host Tim Finn and plenty of special guests as we plow through the issues as they come out, dissecting them, talking to some of the creative teams, looking for nuggets as always, and sharing our love for all things G.I. Joe. So like, subscribe, check out the audio only podcast, and hopefully we will meet again soon as we get into it. But until then, remember that nobody beats Talking Joe, an international podcast. Laters.